Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The Jags traded A.J. Bouye, and somebody had asked, why weren't the Texans in on that? I think, they were willing to let him walk once. I don't think they're going to trade a draft pick for him to get back. And I think, from what I understand, if they go after Christopher Harris and get him, that would be an upgrade. But apparently they're looking to trade whatever they can to get as many picks as they can. So it's teardown time in Jacksonville.
I mean, think about it. 2 years ago, they were so close.
Well, yeah.
We were talking about them coming into last season being maybe the team to beat in that division.
Tulsa.
Tulsa?
Yeah.
As a 13?
As a 13.
Okay. Well, the thing about Tulsa, Tulsa's record as an underdog is remarkable. Did you know? Did you realize that Tulsa's tied for first in the American Conference?
Yeah, I did.
Like, if UH doesn't win out, Tulsa's going to be the champions of the American Conference.
Yeah.
Which is pretty wild because nobody's talking about them. That team is pretty good.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Send a message. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch. You know the number for that. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. It's all available at podcastarena.com. And a lot more to go. We still have an hour left. A lot of fun stuff. Very sportsy, but then we kind of got down a weird Burt Reynolds rabbit hole there.
And Clint Eastwood.
I looked this up because I was kind of curious how much Smokey and the Bandit actually grossed. In 1977, the domestic gross,
$32 billion.
$126 million. That's a lot for then. I don't know what that is adjusted for inflation now.
$32 billion.
There was only one movie that did better that year. You might have heard of it. Star Wars.
I've heard that that made a lot of money.
At the time, the highest grossing movie of all time.
It's pretty wild.
And there were some other big hits, like Close Encounters of the Third Kind was that year. Saturday Night Fever was that year. Oh God, with George Burns and John Denver was that year. And Smokey and the Bandit was second to Star Wars. And yeah, that's, I hate getting down these rabbit holes. So 713-780 ESPN's your number. Yesterday where I got into the story on the asteroid and it got all the way to the bottom before it said it's going to be 3 million miles away. A Wall Street Journal dragged me into one today.
Which, not about the asteroid, I hope.
No, it's not about the asteroid. It's even worse. It basically, here's your headline: Are we living in a simulated world? Probably not, but the idea is just crazy enough to be worth taking seriously. And the whole thing goes into, and if you've never seen The Matrix, basically human beings are part of a computer program. And then some of them escape and fight the computers. But this entire story postulates that that is a possibility. That we're all just part of a computer program.
That's really lazy journalism. Like, take the plot of a movie and then...
Yeah, and then try to say...
Make a story out of it.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, we have dreams. So maybe those dreams might mean something. But, I mean, it's a long-ass story about the whole possibility. And I'm like, well, what are you doing?
Did you get down in the comment section?
I did not get down in the comment section because I don't ever do comments. Although sometimes that's the best part of stuff like this. But, you know, it says, it is quite possible to imagine a simulated world. But if ours is such a world, then the mind that creates it, made of God knows what, works in very mysterious ways. It's like, really? Why? Wall Street Journal, you're supposed to be... Didn't they used to be respectable?
Are they the failing?
Failing Wall Street Journal.
I think so.
Yeah. So, but that's it. They're writing a story about The Matrix is a possibility. And, you know, now, considering the coronavirus, well, that movie Outbreak, Asteroid, the movie Armageddon.
Yeah.
So, are we just going to go and try to create stuff that's every other movies? Like Matrix now? We're just going to steal the plot of The Matrix and say, oh, maybe we're all living in a world that doesn't really exist.
It exists enough for me. I'm happy. I got no complaints.
I'm a believer in the world.
Yeah, I kind of am too. Because I don't think a computer system would glitch as many bad drivers as we have in the city. I think a really good computer program, people would be able to drive.
Yeah.
And wouldn't die on the roads. All right.
So a rough calculation on Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah.
At $177 million in 1977, it came out May. So if I take it June 1977, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, that would be about $750 million in December of 2019, which would make it the second highest grossing movie of 2019.
Behind?
Endgame.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Telling you, that was a monster hit. And I'm glad it's not just me that remembers how big a hit that was.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how it's one of those movies that just kind of captured people somehow. And Reynolds was a big star at the time, and so was Jackie Gleason.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of jokes and things he said that you couldn't get away with now either.
Right.
But 713-780-ESPN is your number. I just want to assure people we're not living in the Matrix, okay?
This is the real world.
And this is why...
We're actually broadcasting right now.
This is why it's the failing Wall Street Journal. So
I don't know if it is the failing Wall Street Journal.
Or is it the failing New York Times?
It's the failing New York Times and the failing Washington Post.
So it's just...
But I don't know how the president views the Wall Street
Journal. Well, I'm going to go with hashtag fake news.
Okay.
Because this is kind of fake news. Here's some more fake news for you.
Give it to me.
Yard Barker has predicted the next 10 Super Bowl champs.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I'm not going to go through them all.
Why? I want to hear that. Are the Texans on the list?
No.
Damn it. So might be accurate then.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, I'm kind of feeling like, all right, well.
How many in the next 10 years are Chiefs?
Well, let's see. One, two, and then one other trip.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Did the lowly Buffalo Bills get one?
Lowly Buffalo Bills
do not. Damn it. It's also accurate.
I'll give you the list. Next year, they have Eagles over Ravens.
Eagles over Ravens? Oh, okay.
Well, I can see Ravens.
I can see Ravens, too. I can't see them losing to the Eagles.
It says Brady offseason headlines. Brady retires. Breeze retires. Detroit drafts Trevor Lawrence number one.
Ooh.
And trades Matthew Stafford to Tampa.
Ooh, Bruce Arians would love Matt Stafford.
Yeah. And Raiders take Justin Fields with the second pick. So they've got Detroit 1, Raiders 2. I don't know.
The Raiders will be better than the second pick in the draft. Well, assuming they don't dump Derek Carr.
Agreed. Okay, 2021-22, they have Chiefs over Bears.
Chiefs over Bears?
Yeah.
What have the Bears done?
Well, I'm guessing...
How'd they figure that out?
Cam Newton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
22-23, Ravens over Redskins.
Okay. Well, Redskins getting there in 3 years seems alarming, but okay.
Yeah. Well, they said he sells the team to Jeff Bezos.
Oh.
That's why. 23-24, Bengals over 49ers.
Zero chance.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Apparently, Joey Bosa returns home as a free agent.
Okay.
Jose Burrow turns into a superstar.
Joe Burrow's the next Tom Brady.
Yeah. Right. 24-25, Patriots over Lions.
Patriots without Brady?
Yeah.
Over the Lions?
Garoppolo.
The new Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, Lions. Garoppolo wins Super Bowl MVP.
Okay.
And 25-26, Chiefs over Cowboys.
Oh, finally.
Behind new head coach Eric Bieniemy.
Okay.
He's going to be a head coach somewhere long before that.
I would hope so.
26-27, Cardinals over Chargers.
Boy, okay.
Kyler Murray.
Yeah, sure.
And then 27-28, Vikings over Chiefs.
Oh, what a game.
Says it.
What a game that'll be.
It took only 58 years, but the Vikings finally get revenge for their Super Bowl IV loss.
It's Kirk Cousins' last game in the NFL.
28-29 is 49ers over Jets. And 29-30, Steelers over 49ers.
Jets, and Lions and Bengals and Super Bowls, it's too much.
Well, we're thinking, again, it's 8, 9, 10 years down the road, so.
Yeah, but we've had a lot of years where those teams don't go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
there's a long path that says none of them will make it, much less three of them in the next 10 years.
So, Scarballs on Twitter said, would appreciate a shout-out to my daughter, Kayla. She will have her scoliosis operation on Monday at Shriners Hospital.
Nice.
Getting
good
ready
luck.
For a full recovery while listening to y'all. Yeah, good luck. I hope that goes well. And, you know, I hate that you're having to go through it, but hopefully it'll all work out for her. So, yeah. Junior, when we get home, I'm going to punch your mama in the mouth. You can't really say those kind of things anymore.
The good old days when you could.
Yeah, well, even in the honeymooners, he was always like threatening to knock his wife to the moon, if I recall. So,
my, how times have changed.
Yeah,
domestic violence just not a funny thing anymore.
No, you just can't joke about it. Yeah, it's
these damn liberals taking away our jokes.
Well, they probably weren't the best idea at the time, anyway. But hey.
I mean, at the time, no one even noticed. I mean, it was just comedy.
Nobody thought that he was going to go and punch his mother in the mouth. It was just a joke. But you probably couldn't get by with that joke now. Even if you put a little asterisk disclaimer, would really never punch his mother in the mouth at the bottom of the joke.
Just a joke, guys.
That doesn't really work anymore, I found.
# sarcasm font.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, you're horrible people. How dare you? 662 said, love this show. Had surgery today, and y'all are getting me through it. Through the day. Good luck.
Scoliosis surgery?
No, I don't think that's what it was, but he had surgery, so. Yeah, well, just relax, man. Enjoy those drugs, and we'll keep going for another 45 minutes here.
That's right.
It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 6:18. Yeah, the guy who had surgery had hip replacement at 37 years old.
What?
Man.
What are you, like a motocross guy or something?
That sucks.
Oh,
somebody said another movie that can't be made today, Blazing Saddles.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely like not.
That's the number one movie that couldn't be made again. Although maybe it could, like if Tarantino or someone did it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Django was pretty questionable. And like they got away with that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I bet you could do it.
You can do anything if you make it artsy enough.
Well, but that's the thing. Like Gary says, domestic violence is still considered funny by some if it's a man on the receiving end. It's not that domestic violence is funny. It was the joke about going home, and it wasn't making domestic violence funny. I think that's the problem that people. And I'm not saying that's what you're doing, but it wasn't that was funny. It was his delivery about something that was totally outrageous that was funny. You know, it's like, you know, AJ saying, I'm going to go home and have sex with a sheep.
Yeah, I won't do that.
It's not going to happen. It's illegal. It's immoral. It's wrong. It delivered right. It could be funny, but it's not, you know. I think the world is too caught up in making everything serious. It goes back to what I say in the first hour. Let's just, everybody relax a little bit and enjoy what time we have left before the asteroid hits or gets within 3 million miles of us. So I don't know if you saw this, but Jose Bautista, remember him?
I do.
Former Blue Jay. He's trying to get back into baseball.
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't played a game since September of 2018. Played outfield and third base.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what he's doing now?
Trying to pitch.
He is trying to pitch. Apparently, he has a fastball that gets up to 94.
Okay.
And a slider with a legitimate tilt. So I guess he's going to play in the play for the Dominican Republic during Olympic qualifiers.
That's the right time to give it a shot.
Jeff Passan said, "I've seen video of Jose
Boxer." We're not allowed to talk about Jeff Passan.
Well, I'm not saying anything. I'm quoting his tweet.
Okay. Before we start, Jeff Passan's a great guy.
Yeah.
Okay. So, now, read the tweet.
"I've seen a video of Jose Bautista throwing a bullpen session. Couldn't tell the velocity, but one source said he can run his fastball up to 94. Legitimate slider. Threw a short one and a bigger bender. Some people believe he could pitch in a big league bullpen."
Okay.
Now, that's not saying a lot because a lot of guys pitch in the bullpen that aren't very good. But I just think it's kind of cool that he's trying to make a comeback.
Yeah, it's worth a shot.
Yeah.
So, squeeze what you can out of that thing.
Yeah.
As if he hasn't already squeezed enough money out of the game.
No, he's made some good money.
Tricking people into thinking, you know, those home run totals were real.
Well, over 300. I mean, he had a good run.
Yeah.
And a glorious bat flip. I don't think.
Oh, yes.
But, yeah. Just thought that was worth bringing up for your baseball. Did you see Daryl Morey apparently did an interview where he was asked about Russell Westbrook? And on FS1's First Things First, which I don't think I've ever seen.
I haven't either.
Yeah,
Who's in it?
I don't know.
Because those all have names, like their shows have names. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's what. I just know who's in those shows.
I spent a morning trying to go through and watch just a few minutes of some of these shows to see if they were anything that I'd, you know,
be thought into.
Yeah. And
could be useful.
Yeah. Like maybe there's something that, you know, we could pull from that to do on the show.
Nick Wright, Jenna Wolf, and Kevin Wilds.
Okay. So it's Nick Wright's show. Now, I mean, I've seen it before. I don't watch it with any regularity. It's been on my TV before.
Yeah,
I don't try to find any of those shows. Like if I turn on my TV and that's what's on from whatever sporting event I watched last night.
Yeah, well, that's kind of where I am now. There's some others that I've tried to give a chance, like Good Morning Football, and it's such a gimmick show, and I'm clearly not their target audience. But I do feel like, and this is just my opinion, but if I'm watching MLB Network or NFL Network or NHL Network, I want commentary about that.
Yeah.
And I don't want shtick, and I don't want goofiness. I want them talking about those sports. And ESPN and Fox Sports, I expect the shtick from, because they're doing a whole bunch of sports. So that's why I'm not a fan of Good Morning Football, but it's still better than Pro Football Talk, which is the worst thing I've ever seen. But I did, like, I watched a few minutes of Colin Cowherd's show the other day, and I still think from a radio perspective, he does a really good job, but I don't want to sit there and watch him talk for 3 hours. Now, I was doing some stuff, so I just had it on in the background, so it was like listening to the radio. But I have tried a couple of these shows, mainly to try to get some information that maybe we could pull for some of our videos, you know, see what's going on there. But, yeah, so he's on with Nick Wright, and he says, this is Daryl Morey, says, "When Westbrook was in OKC, I hated him. I'll be frank."
Okay.
Said he.
I think almost every Rockets fan could say that exact same thing.
He said he played with such a passion, and he would win games with his energy alone.
Oh, that's not why you hated him.
Yeah. Yeah. He quickly couched that. Says here it's the same thing. And interesting, our guy Salman Ali tweeted that out, and it got run on Larry Brown Sports for his tweet. He writes Rockets for sportsmap.com.
There you go.
He'll have a recap up tonight after the game. Check it out, sportsmap.com. Or Houston.sportsmap.com. But basically, he was asked in the context of a bigger question about Westbrook not shooting as many three-pointers. And said there's no directive from the team telling Westbrook how to play. Instead, he believes Westbrook is just seeing lots of open players and therefore opting to pass more. Pretty sure they said, hey, this is what's going to work. Because if you're not, then you're really not doing a good job of running your organization.
Yep.
So, anyway. So he was honest to a point.
Right. That he hated Russell Westbrook when he was in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then after that, he just said a bunch of stuff. I love him now. That's also honest, I'm guessing.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like you loved Patrick Beverley when he was here.
Right.
Now that he's gone.
Chandler Parsons.
Chandler Parsons was the best example of that.
Everyone loved Chandler Parsons when he was here. And then they're like, he got to Dallas, and they were like, oh, he's a douchebag.
I want to go on record as saying we were telling people he was a douchebag while he was here, and people would get mad at us.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, Chandler Parsons is great.
Yeah, all it took was him changing cities, and everyone was like, oh, my God, that guy's a tool.
So, yeah, we were telling you that. But nope, didn't anybody come and say, hey, guys, you were right about that.
Never.
About him being a tool.
They never do.
Hey, I got a little giveaway for you guys.
Give it away, then.
Being physically tough on the field is important, but being safe and mentally prepared for what's to come on and off the field is what the 2020 Texas Gridiron NFL autograph signing in camp is all about. ESPN 97.5 wants to give one lucky kid a VIP spot to join NFL players like the Houston Texans' own Justin Reed to the camp, thanks to Gatorade and Power Media. So at 6:30, caller 5 to 713-780-3776. You'll win a spot for your kid to join in the fun on Thursday, March 12th at the Grand Sports Club in Spring. Participants must be between 2nd and 9th grade. All right. We only got 2 segments left in this thing.
That's it.
Then it'll be Late Hits, where Jason Braddock loves him some James Harden.
Yes, he does.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN, your number if you want to get in. So ESPN Stats and Info just tweeted this out. So since trading Clint Capela, moment of silence.
By the way, I mean, what's happened to Clint Capela? Have you even seen stats on the guy or anything?
I haven't paid any attention since he left.
I haven't either.
But says, since trading Clint Capela, Russell Westbrook has dominated the paint. According to Second Spectrum, he's shooting the same percentage as Zion, 63%. His 20.1 average in the paint only trails one player over this span, Zion.
Damn.
So maybe he's a better paint scorer than Clint Capela?
Oh, Clint Capela hasn't even played.
Yeah, well, he was hurt when they traded him, so.
I thought by now he'd be back. That's how much I pay attention to the Hawks. Yeah, he still hasn't played.
Nobody pays attention to the Hawks, not even Atlanta. So there's that.
Jeez.
But.
That's the worst thing about the NBA. Like, you know, in baseball, if you're making a trade, you're like, you get something back that's useful or will be useful down the road. Rarely are there, in fact, because there's no salary cap, there's no trades that are just like made for salary cap purposes.
Right.
There's money dumps, but usually if you do that, you know, you'll get some cash back or you'll get some kind of prospects. Like, in what world does trading Robert Covington for Clint Capela make the Hawks a better basketball team?
Well, they didn't have Covington, though. It was part of a...
Oh, that's true. Right? Well, yeah, you're right.
So I'd have to go back and look at exactly who gave up what. But the Timberwolves.
But how did the Hawks get better in this deal?
Well, if he plays, you know. But you don't really want him this year if he does make you better, because
you're playing for ping pong balls,
tanking for another draft pick that you'll probably screw up
or that you'll trade away.
Yeah, somebody says he'll be reevaluated at some point next week, which means sit him out for the whole season. So. 12-5 UConn leading Houston after Houston got off to a 5-0 lead. So, just a quick update for the people. I got distracted. I just saw that tweet, and I was like, man, that's pretty interesting. So, we were talking a little bit about the coronavirus stuff. Did you see the Dodgers admit they might cancel games now over this?
Jeez.
I don't know how I feel about all of this because are playing the games without spectators, which
that's not going to happen.
Well, it's happening in Italy.
Yeah,
with big soccer.
Yeah,
I mean, that's big time there. So if it's going to happen there, I mean, I hope not. Like, I want to go to the Roughnecks game Saturday, but I don't want to get coronavirus. Should I be worried?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to kill it with alcohol. That's how I'm taking you on, coronavirus.
I saw somebody had like a spray nozzle on a bottle of Jack Daniels. Say just three squirts a day protects you from coronavirus. It's worth a try.
I'm willing to, you know what? For the people,
you'll give it a shot.
I'm willing to test that.
All right.
Put it on a
very kind of you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just because I want to help everybody out. I love the people. I don't want them getting sick.
I don't either.
So, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So, it's pretty obvious the Spurs aren't going to make the playoffs this year.
What?
Tim
Duncan should come out of retirement.
Well, Yardbarker did one of those things where this is what happened the last time the Spurs didn't make the playoffs.
Okay.
Which I always find those.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. The number one on the list, Michael Jordan and the Bulls win it all.
Seriously?
It was the, it was right in the middle of their second three-peat.
Wow.
You know who the MVP was that year? Karl Malone.
Oh, my gosh.
The Packers won the Super Bowl, led by Brett Favre. Let's see. Or number one pick in the draft, Orlando Pace.
Jeez.
He was terrific for, but that was a long-ass time ago.
Dude, I guess this was like, it was 1998. Is that when it was?
No, this, yeah, 97, 98, yeah.
So that means that year was my senior year of high school.
Well, that, okay, so.
Because I was in basic training when the NBA Finals was happening.
There you go. Yankees and Marlins win the World Series in those 2 years. The Red Wings ended their Stanley Cup drought.
That's wild.
Champions of college football were Steve Spurrier's Florida Gators.
That's
Danny Werfel was the Heisman winner.
That's the most underrated sports run, maybe. It just doesn't get talked about enough, I don't think. Because you also got to remember, they won five NBA championships during that run.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 22 consecutive playoff appearances with five titles.
Well, and I always go back and say, I wonder if Tim Duncan ever gets enough credit for being the catalyst for that.
Man.
But...
and I think it's like I'm looking it up now because I think it's a tie for the longest streak in history.
Well, Lute Olson and the Arizona Wildcats won the NCAA basketball tournament.
That was 1950 to 1971. The Syracuse Nationals, who turned into the Philadelphia 76ers.
In an eight-team league. So, yeah.
Yeah, they had a 22-season run with two titles. Even the Boston Celtics from like the 50s, 60s, Bill Russell Celtics only did 19 in a row. Showtime Lakers did 16 and then they missed and then they did 17.
Wow.
That's pretty wild too.
So,
but they get plenty of love.
Yeah, yeah. So here's some other ones. Atlanta was hosting the Summer Olympics.
I want to watch that Atlanta Bomber movie.
Yeah, I'm interested in that. Tiger Woods won his first major. Bill Clinton starts his second term. I did not have sexual relations with that young woman. D'Angelo Russell, Miles Turner, Ben Simmons are born.
Wow.
Tom Holland and the girl who plays MJ were both born that year from
Spider-Man.
Yeah, from Spider-Man. Biggie Smalls was murdered.
Jeez.
That year. The top two movies at the box office, Independence Day and Titanic.
I knew Titanic was going to be on there.
Yeah. So I'm trying to find out. The Emmy-winning shows were Frasier and Law & Order. That was the year of the Macarena.
Oh, man.
The Spice Girls. Princess Diana dying. Let's see. Those are the most interesting ones. There's a bunch of other stuff that's kind of silly, but interesting, huh?
That is pretty interesting.
So,
yeah. Like, that's Master P was still famous.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty wild. That's a long time ago.
So, yes, what was I
doing?
Good
for the Spurs. That's a good run, man.
What was I doing in 98? I was assistant sports editor at the Chronicle in 98.
Were you?
And it was like the number two guy in the whole department. And I was on my way to getting the number one job and being miserable for... I was miserable then. I'm not going to lie. Although that was the year... That was the year my son was born.
Okay.
So that was good. That was, Will was born in 98. I think. Yeah. Yeah. So it was
Boy, that makes me feel old, because if your firstborn who's now in college was born my senior year of high school, that means I'm old.
Yeah, you're getting up there. You're getting up there. Well, I mean, it kind of makes sense. I mean, he's 21 and you're late 30s now. You would have graduated from high school from what, when you were 17?
Yeah.
So, oh, man. 713-780-ESPN. I love stuff like that, you know, when it's that long ago. Because most of it kind of feels like, it really doesn't feel like that long ago. But then some of them, you put it in that context that you're a senior in high school.
It feels like forever.
So, yeah, it's been a while. It has been a while. All right, well, guess what we have coming up? A little Hoffman on Hollywood?
Yes, sir. Damn. And I got to tell you about TGS Insurance, man. If you own a home and you need some extra cash, well, you could probably find some if you're paying too much for your homeowner's insurance. And a lot of people don't know what they're paying. I know I didn't know when I found out about TGS. So I checked it out, and then I made a really great decision. I sent a text to TGS. I sent the word money to 232323. They asked for my address. I sent it back. I got a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And I saved a ton of money. And it wasn't just a ton of money up front. It's the same amount of money I'm saving that this year too, just like I did last year and the year before. Because you're paying this amount annually. The average customer from last year saved over $870 annually on their homeowner's insurance. That's crazy. You don't need to wait for your renewal. TGS takes care of the back end. You can free your mind and fatten your wallet. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and save big today.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One last segment to go on a Thursday.
That's it.
And we're going to wrap it up the way we always do with Little Hoffman on Hollywood.
Let's start with Journey, Fred's favorite band. Court documents show that Jonathan Cain and Neil Sean have fired Steve Smith and Ross Valerie and blocked them from performing using the Journey name. Kicked out of the band, Fred.
Okay.
According to court documents, they fired the drummer and the bassist. Apparently, the guitarist and the keyboard player claim that Smith and Valerie had attempted a corporate coup d'etat to gain control of the band's business entities, Nightmare Productions, and basically prevent them from performing his Journey. The firm are seeking damages in excess of $10 million. In 98, Sean Cain and former singer Steve Perry entered into a written agreement providing Sean and Cain the sole exclusive irrevocable right to control the Journey mark, including the Journey name. They are therefore authorized to perform together as Journey with or without anyone else. The defendants tried to kind of go behind their back and take it over, got caught, and now they're out of the band. And they might owe $10 million.
So I'm sure he'll just go and sing "Someday Love Will Find You, Break Those Chains That Bind You."
Yes.
One night we'll remind you how we touched and went our separate ways.
I told you it was your favorite band. My favorite girl.
I thought the song was appropriate. Sorry.
My favorite girl, Britney Spears. I would have expected this to happen a long time ago. Apparently, her and Kevin Federline got matching pink dice tattoos in 2004.
Okay.
They divorced in 2007. I'm guessing this is a way for Britney to get into the news. She's considering removing the matching tattoos now, or at least her side of the matching tattoo.
It's probably a good idea.
Yeah. It seems like something that, you know, you would have gotten rid of a while back maybe when you get the divorce.
Yeah.
It seems like that would make sense. But either way, she's now going to get her pink dice tattoo removed. Pete Davidson, the Saturday Night Live guy that used to date Ariana Grande, or I guess they were engaged. He's kind of owning that she really boosted his celebrity status.
Hmm.
He's doing a show called Hot Ones, where basically it's a viral video series where celebrities answer questions while eating wings that get spicier as they go. And he said that the relationship made him a target of paparazzi and definitely made him more famous than he would have been otherwise. Good of him to own it, because it's 100% true. Let's see. What else do I have here that's worth noting? Have you ever seen the movie Contagion?
I think I have, yeah. Sounds familiar.
It's now, it jumped from the 270th most watched film in Warner Brothers catalog to its second most watched film.
Wow.
Because, obviously, movie was made in 2011. Stars Gwyneth Paltrow, Matt Damon, and Kate Winslet. Tracks a global epidemic as a mystery virus from Hong Kong travels to the U.S. and kills millions of people. And, of course, now people are into it. It's the 10th highest rented on Apple's iTunes store.
Jeez.
Alongside 2019 Oscar winner Parasite and Frozen 2. So clearly the fear has really done wonders for this movie. They might be getting some extra checks in the mail. So
you know
good
what?
For them.
We need Jesus to come back to a racetrack.
Maybe so.
Yeah, that would help sales.
And finally, rapper Lil Dicky, who apparently has a very small penis, is deciding to make a movie about it.
About his penis?
About having a small penis. Ugh. Or at least a show. The FXX series Dave, who begins an STD checkup with a preamble for his doctor, the tangled urethra thing, the surgeries he had after birth, the chicken skin-like texture of a normal person's testicles is also on his penis, probably because of the surgeries. He says, "My penis is made of scrotum." And basically, he's got a whole show about this.
Yeah, I saw the previews for that. It looked horrible.
Does it?
Yeah.
I might give it a try.
I watched the first 5 minutes last night, and I turned it off because I was going to watch the rest of it today, but forgot.
So it wasn't that good.
Well, it wasn't something that kept me, but now I'm going to watch the whole first episode probably tomorrow.
Well, there you
and
go.
And I'll report back.
And let me know. And that's Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right, so Aaron has homework.
There you go.
Little Dicky. So, yeah, I mean, I watched a bunch of the previews just to see if it would interest me, and it just doesn't. Yeah, it's and you know, that's, I've got a lot that I'm watching right now.
And you're a busy man.
Yeah, so it's if I can't get past the first episode of something, like the only thing I'm still watching that I'm kicking myself for still watching is that The Outsiders.
You're gonna finish it, huh?
Well, there's only one episode left.
I have like a season and a half of The Walking Dead on my DVR.
Yeah.
Luckily, I think my wife doesn't care, so it's not going to get watched.
So, yeah, I just, I'm going to watch the last episode, but it's really been horribly disappointing. It started off well, and then it just has been downhill ever since. And then there was one episode that said, okay, I'm back, and then it's been downhill ever since that. So, all right. Actually, this is a old karaoke standby of mine.
Everything is an old karaoke standby.
Because I'm an old. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Good job today, Aaron. Glad you're back and healthy and not coronavirus or a leper. Good job, AJ. It's pretty good today, too. See Juggy Trey walking into the
Time for boxer. Late hits, guys. Pretty excited about the episode tonight.
With a NASCAR preview. So
check out my vintage Jeff Gordon tee. I got it on eBay for only like $45.
All right. Till tomorrow. Stay sports, you bitches.